you guys should talk about photography and...
We're on.
All right.
Talk to me.
So let's go back.
Terry connected us via email and he said, you guys should talk. Like, there's shit to say about photography and bikepacking.
What's your name?
Kyle.
Kyle.
Yeah.
So you want to identify Kyle your full name for the public?
Kyle is not on Team Beer Mongers.
I'm on Beer Mongers.
Oh, you are on Team Beer
I am. Okay. Oh, this is the best.
Team Beer Mongers are the coolest.
I'm sort of on Team Beer Mongers. I'm like grandfathered in.
Oh, yeah?
I've been on Team Beer Mongers since the first. Like, I'm good friends with Sean. I'm good friends with Terry.
Okay.
I fucking hate racing. I think it's bullshit. I think it's terrible for our culture, for our society. But I still like these assholes. So this is great, right?
This is awesome. So do you actually race
with
them? No, but you hang out with Team Beer Mongers.
You're part of the team.
Yeah. I'm part of the team. I do more bike packing, more shit like that.
Okay.
So and I did their portraits. So like I do
So these are yours.
Yeah, so I think they keep me on because of that. But no, I totally hate like racing. I think it's terrible. But
yes. I don't disagree with you.
But I don't also think I think that there's a beautiful thing about it that I don't understand, and that's okay too.
There's a tribe, there's a culture. People are having fun.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all good things.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Like people are having a good time.
You don't want to race.
No, but I want to have fun.
You want to be the first. Yes. You want to win at having fun.
Yeah, so last year I did one race at PIR. I beat one guy, and it's because he crashed in front of me and broke his leg, which fucking was terrible. And I tried to help him, and the single speeder assholes came up behind me, and they're like yelling at me to get out of the way. And they're like, people are here to take care of him, but I wanted to help the guy, and I couldn't help him.
Right.
Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? There's a man down.
I know. There's
sons of bitches.
Right. Yeah. So I kept riding, and I felt terrible about that. And it was just another notch on my belt of why racing is terrible.
But you hang out with the beer mongers.
So, I know.
The team beer mongers. So. So what's the saving grace then? What keeps you with these guys?
They're rad. I mean, they're good people, right? I don't know. Oh, and maybe the beer.
Perfect. Yeah. Where else can you get in this town beer? Nowhere.
You won't.
Nowhere.
Okay. Point taken.
The Beer Mongers, Southeast Division of 12. That's where you find beer in Portland.
The Campbells and I go back quite a few years.
Yeah.
So I think that's why.
Briefly, tell us about photography and bicycle touring. Where have you been? What have you photographed?
That's a good question. So I've done a lot of different trips. I'm not really loud about it, but I've done some stuff with Gabe, who does a lot of bikepacking stuff. We did a trip this year, the Heartland.
Gabriel Amadeus?
Yes. So we did. Have you guys talked to him or done anything with him yet? So we did a trip with him.
We need to.
Yeah. The guy's crazy.
Yeah.
He's really profound. He's like Christopher Columbus out there. He's finding routes that nobody's willing to go on and does it. And they're mostly terrible, to be honest. But he's willing to go through and suffer a little bit.
That's how the Oregon Outback started.
Absolutely.
Because it was he and Donnie that went out and were like, can we go from south to north and make it work?
Absolutely. You're 100%. And Donnie is a good friend of mine now, and we've done some trips. I've done the Outback. I loved it. So we, this year, went and did the Steens. I think he has a...
Steens Mazama?
What's that?
The Steens Mazama?
We didn't. No. I didn't do that. Okay. Man, God bless those guys.
But you rode on Steens Mountain with a bike.
We did the Heartland trip, which was a route that started in French Glen, went around through the Steens, went up through the Trout Mountains. We were supposed to go up the Heart Mountains, but we ended up getting weathered out, and we bailed a couple days early. And that was with Gabe, and that was a guy, Kevin Purcell, and I joined him, and we realized how hardcore this guy is, the stuff that he goes and does.
Let's ride bikes over nothing.
Yeah.
Let's ride bikes over dirt.
Right. We took like 3-inch tires. We went across the playa on the Elver Desert. Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Cool. It's a lot to describe in a couple of words, but yeah. It was really cool. I think that in photography becomes easy when you do that kind of thing. I mean, I do it for a living, but I do mostly like commercial work, which is great for paying the bills, but it's awesome to get out and do this stuff to like kind of nurture the craft and like the art of it.
And if you put yourself in a place full of beautiful shit, you're going to find plenty of stuff to photograph.
You just shoot. Yeah. You just take pictures and it happens.
Yeah.
And you got guys that look like Gabe. I mean, he's got fucking jean shorts on and like
a
cowboy
guy.
And he's good looking.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I pay really good money for models like that in my commercial world. But like out in there, it's like I give him a little extra coffee and I get a picture of him. So
nice.
That's really cool.
Nice.
Yeah so.
Where can people see your photographs?
Well, my company.
Are they on the internet?
Yeah. My company is Treading Light Photography, and I do. Instagram is the best.
Okay. What's your handle?
Treading Light.
Treading Light.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, you can see me. TreadingLight. Yes. And that is my business, and that is my handle. And you can find pictures on there, and yeah.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
We're going to have you on longer sometime, man.
Yeah.
Let's figure this out.
Oh, yeah. Let's work it out. Yeah.